I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. A number of years ago, our Anglican Communion, or the worldwide Anglican Church, we created a document, or guiding principles, really, that have become known as the Five Marks of Mission. Five statements to guide us as we look to the world of our times and how we might live into them as the church of this day. I'm sure that all of you have heard them before, but the five marks of mission are these: to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to teach, baptize, and nurture new believers, to respond to human need by loving service, to seek to transform unjust structures of society, to challenge violence of every kind, and to pursue peace and reconciliation, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. These are words that continue to challenge and awaken the Anglican Church even now, and even us. Last summer, at the Lambeth Conference, a gathering of the bishops and many spouses from around the world, we met to discuss, amongst other things, 10 areas of the church that need our attention as we continue to live into the marks of mission. The areas that we feel the Holy Spirit is calling us to pay more attention to as we look to the future. The things that we need to dig into more deeply as the Anglican Church of our time, for they point to gaps and areas of concern. These were known as the Lambeth Calls, and the 10 areas were mission and evangelism, safe church, Anglican identity, reconciliation, human dignity, environment and sustainable development, Christian unity, interfaith relations, discipleship, science and faith. While there is much discussion about maintaining the unity of the Anglican Communion, both the Lambeth Calls and the Marks of Mission were all about something much bigger and greater, and that is how we live into being the church of this time and place. To be the church, to be the Diocese of New Westminster, we are being called to recognize a huge breadth to our faith that touches every aspect of our lives and invites us to live into the fullness of life, the abundant life. While these are formal documents, they are asking us to take the time to wonder how our faith in the God of love intersects with every aspect of living in this world. Will Gaffney is an Episcopal priest and an Old Testament scholar, and she offered these words in a sermon a number of years ago. She said, "God is bigger than our circumstances, preconceptions, and misconceptions. God is bigger than our faults and our failures, our dreams and our schemes, our hope and our hurt. God is bigger than this crucified and crucifying world. God is bigger than this nation and its borders. God is bigger than our theologies and our politics. God is bigger than our church. God is bigger." She said, "God is even bigger than the Bible. God is bigger than its slaveholding culture. God is bigger than the Bible's patriarchy and the sexism and misogyny of its interpreters. God is bigger than the understanding of gender in its pages. God is bigger than the Bible's Iron Age theology. She said, and yet, and still, God still speaks through it, just as God spoke to Job through the whirlwind. In the two readings for our service of morning prayer, we heard words that echoed these thoughts. From the Book of Wisdom, we heard, "For in everything, O Lord, you have exalted and glorified your people, and you have not neglected to help them at all times and in all places." In Paul's letter to the Romans, we heard these words, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Our theme for our synods are these words that Jesus gave to us. "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." These are all the words that we are now being called to live into. And this is our hope. We look to the future aware that this God, who is bigger than our definitions, is calling us forward. We look to the future knowing that we are being invited to live into the marks of mission, the Lambeth calls, the many ways we can come to see that the Holy Spirit continues to move amongst us and stir us to living out what we truly believe about God. That we are being nudged to look to a new future, confident in God's hope in us.